Bershus Dayanim Paiskim Rabbanim Chashuvim Shlita. Baruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. The Gemara in Barachas Daf Ches tells us Amar Rab Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei Deula Miyoyim Shecharev Beis HaMikdash Ein Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Boi Lomoi El Adalad Amish El Alocha Bulvad. Twice in my life I felt I was in the Dalad Amish El Alocha. Once I had the schus to be in the small library, others would call it the Swarm Shtibel, of one of the great Poiske Ador, Haravagon, Rav Shloime Zalman Orbach Zitzel, and on his the table, it was after his patira, but his sefer Mincha Shloime was there, and those who have been in his house and in his library know that it was Mamish Dalet Amis Shalalach. It was a very small Miyad Hamachzikas Amaruba. And the second time, I feel today, where we have gathered over 70 Bali Hoira, Paiskim, Dayanim, Rabbonim, Har Isaac, and Yoni Kashrus, this is a Lebedika Dalet Amishal Alocha. Paiskim Echvayd Achsanya, the OU headed by Rav Menachem Gnach Shlita, who unfortunately will have to join us later in the day due to a Levaya, has constantly shared their kashrus yediyas with the entire tzibur that we see represented here today. There is another achsanya, and that is, as the sign behind me indicates, the Harry H. Baron Foundation of Lakewood, which is headed by a chashuva younger man who funds the Ask OU programs because he is interested in spreading quality kashrus gatherings such as this throughout the United States and throughout the world. I just want to begin with a very brief Dvar Torah, which we recently had in the Daf Yomi, Tainis Daf Ches. The Pasuk says, Mikne Af Al Oila, and it follows the Pasuk of Yagad Alav Reyoin. The Gemara says, Rava Omar, Shnei Tamiri Chacham Shiyashim Bir Achas Ve'ein Noichin Ze Leze Ba'alocha, then Miskanim Ba'af Umalun Oisei Shnemer Mikana Af Al Oila. But Rashi has a second girsa. The Yesh Garson, says Rashi, the opposite. It's not like we have the girsa in the Gemara that if someone is over on Yagad Alav Reyu, if there's no Noichen Zeb Alocha, that it brings a af on the world. But Adarab, the Yesh Garson, the Noichen Zeb Alocha, Miskanim B'Av, Mishi Yagad Alav Reyu, Shenoisen Zeb Alocha, Miskanim B'Av, Umalim Oysem Yalem, that if Chas V'Shalom, there's a Zera of Af on Klal Yisrael, if Tamidi Chacham are Noichen Zel Azeb Alocha, they're Mekayim the Yagdal Vereyei, then this helps to take off Chas V'Shalom if there's Af on Klal Yisrael. We should be Zoicha that through our being Noichen Zel Azeb Alocha, such as in this Asifa, we should be Zoicha that if Chas V'Shalom there's Af on Klal Yisrael, this gathering and gathering such as this should be Mezakas, that it should be Mala'af from Kal Yisrael, and bring the Goyal Tzedek Meherv Yomeinu Amen. A few short announcements before we begin the program. We already announced, but those who may have come late, that the Amen Kemach Ein Torah, the bakery goods are from Strauss Bakery, Pas Yisrael, Yoshin, Parv, under the Ashgach of the OU and its Achdus. There will be those who are interested at the end of the day. There will be a tour of the OU Kashrus Department for those who would like to stay and see what the Kashrus Department is all about. Everything will be shown on the screen here, and hopefully it's clear enough for everyone to see. And we will have on the table during lunch and after the second half of the program, we will have two pieces of meat. One of them which had nicker on it, and one of them which did not. And the oil will be able to see how the piece of meat. Is that correct, Rabbi Jurno?
We're going
to
try.
Try, okay. At least we're going to try. That the oil will be able to see before and after how it should look with the proper nicker and how without. We, of course, thank the Menacher Mumcha from Muncie. The Baruch Hashem, Muncie is not only a place where there is tarfus, but Baruch Hashem, there's also kashrus, a very high standard of kashrus, represented in the person of Rav Shimon Mendelwitz, who's a legend in his own time. So he, Baruch Hashem, was mezakas by coming down to the OU today to share his expertise with us. We also thank Rav Yaakov Lach, for his permission to use the pictures of his Sefer Tzmunei Choyl on Masechet Chulin, which he worked, as he writes in his Akdama, together with Harav HaGaon Rav Belsky Shlita, and he made, which everyone is moida, Mishunah de Kasefer on Treifus, and the pictures that you have in your handout came from that Sefer with his permission. And we, of course, thank those in the OU who brought this kinnis about, Rabbi Moshe Elephant, Rabbi Mandel, Rabbi Avram Juravel, for helping organize this kinnis L'Shem Shemayim. And at this point, I would like to call on Rabbi Juravel, who is not only a baki in meat, but he's a isha ashkoilis and kashrus, that he really has tremendous ideas in the whole range of kashrus issues. And we're very fortunate in the OU that we have a person of his caliber with us. And it's a great cover for me to introduce him to lead the rest of the program. Rabbi Juravel.
I'd just like to tell you briefly what we're planning on doing, and with everyone's cooperation, I hope everyone's going to learn a lot over here. We have different parts of meat over here. We don't have the chelak acharayim. We don't have every part of the chelak apnim either. I did get some calls from people. We do not have a heart over here. We do not have a spleen over here. We do not have a brain. If there is a head, there might be a brain in it, but we're not planning on breaking open the head to show you the brain today. Today we're going to be showing you the normal things that are used in a butcher shop. Now, there's various minhagim with nikur. In Shulchan Aruch it says, the Ramah brings that you cannot learn nikur just from a sefer, you have to learn it from a mumcha that knows it. Now, this, the way I teach this Ramah is that a picture book alone is not enough to do it. But the mumcha that you need has to know more than the picture book. He has to know both what it says in the svarim, and he has to know the L'maisa. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy to say that Rav Shimon is here, who not only knows how to cut meat, as my belly can be made, but aside from that, Shimon knows the halachas very well. I was zeiche to learn Nikur at 42 Main Street. The main person that I worked with is in the Olam HaEmes, that was Reuven Perlowitz, but Shimon was there the whole time too. My course took 4 months. Shimon did not give me a certificate, so if we have to defer to anyone, Shimon knows more than me in Nikur. There's no question about it. However, what I would like to say is this. There are different minhagim. Each place does things differently. In fact, in the handout you actually see that in Yerushalayim, they actually change the Seder HaNikur from the way it was in Lita. And they bring there the Yeshua Leib Diskin says, the Eid HaChredis put out that those couple of pages we copied from the Eid HaChredis publication. Yeshua Leib Diskin said that the piece of meat that he was matir in Yerushalayim, he would have asered in Brisk. Because the Nikur over there is different than the Nikur than it was in Europe. The Minhagim in Europe are a lot older than Yerushalmi Nikur. Yerushalmi Nikur became very popular, and it's a very nice thing if you want to do it, but you have to remember that in Yerushalayim they're makel on many things that we were machmer on, and ad hayayim in the U.S., today the kosher laws have changed, but until a few years ago when they changed the kosher laws, New York State itself was very mapped on some of these things too. The L'moshel in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to find a tongue that's trabered. You're not going to find a brisket where they take out the vein, because they just don't do it over there. And we are mapped on it. The places that are doing what they call Nikur Yerushalmi, Halavai, and we talk to keep are involved with some of them, that the Nikur Yerushalmi that they claim they're doing should not be Lakula. If you want Beis Yosef meat, and you get a behema that has a sircha from the Dauphin to the Reya, the Beis Yosef says it's mutter. And we hold it's treif. It's a Ramah that it's treif. The Nikur Yerushalmi that the Shimon does now, and Shimon went to Herzl a nice few times to learn it, is he did not stop doing what was done before. I learned Nikur before the tumult over here around 20 years ago. There was a Yid that came, and he said, in Yerushalayim, they call this Chaylev, and they call this Chaylev, and they call this Chaylev. He drove the whole world crazy. I learned Nikur before that, so I know it from before that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to drive Shimon crazy, and I'm going to stop him at various places to show you that this is what they did in this place, this is what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Shimon can show you everything, but if you're just going to see the finished thing, you're not going to know what the minig was, and you may get the wrong idea that if it's not done that way, so like we have ribs, plates, shoulders, briskets, what else?
Chuck.
And Baruch Hashem, the package came, and this one is a very important one.
Have a knife.
We just got in what's known in the trade as hangers, which is also known as the tenderloin, the hanging tenderloin, and this needs nikur l'chol hadayos, whether it's European or whether it's American. What we're going to show you is each piece of meat. We'll tell you what it is in English, in Yiddish, we're going to go through the anatomy of the animal. Show you where. That's why we have Rabbi Lach's pictures over here. I would like to say,
didn't show too much.
What I would like to say, I'd like to thank some people here that actually made this possible. And Shimon was thanked already, so I'm allowed to thank him too for teaching me Nikur. I'd like to. The emes is that the reason that I learned Nikur was an Eitzah from a Yid who I had no Shaychus with beforehand, but he told me, you're going to go into Kashrus, learn Nikur, because you'll know one thing that most other people don't know. That Yid's name is Rapozen, he gave me that Eitzah, and Baruch Hashem, I took the Eitzah, and I learned it. There are people here within the OU that have helped put this together. Abigail Klein did a belt of work putting this together. Devorah Joel did a belt of work contacting people, putting the list together. And it looks easy, but I must tell you, it wasn't easy to get such an oilam together. A lot of work went into it. We're going to take questions. I ask you to please hold the questions till after we finish each piece of meat. Because in the middle, we're still going to be discussing it. I think the Seder is we're going to start with the anatomy of the behemoth, from the head. We're not going to go as far as the tail, because we only have what's called the forequarter, or the foresaddle, the front half. We're not going to go with the back. We didn't bring any tails here to Traver, even though we do Traver tails. Tails are not considered acharayim by most people, even though it's in the rear of the behemoth. But we're going to go through Shimon is going to
start off.
We have the head goes there. And that's it. Seth is just going to go over now the Lamaisa, what we're doing. Rabbi Belsky is here to answer whatever shilas you have. I can answer what I know, but I don't know everything. Shimon can tell you what he does in his store. Rabbi Belsky can answer what lemaisa, what's a chumra, what's not a chumra, what we have to be mafkid on, what not. But this is it. We're ready. Seth is the person that I must say, every single slaughterhouse that puts out a product with the OU is not just hands-on. Seth has been there a number of times. He knows those places. He can actually find them without MapQuest. And they are in real favor from the places, not just America.
I wanted to, for those of you who don't know the people involved with me at the OU, I wanted just to tell you the names. Everybody knows Rabbi Belsky Shlita. Rabbi Jurvel spoke before. I am Rabbi Mandel. At the right of the table is Rabbi Goldberg. All three of us have Kabbalah in Shchita and have worked in Shchita and Niko. Avi told you a little bit about himself. Rabbi Jurvel was for 8 years the Rav Machshir of Falls and has also worked with me. Rabbi Goldberg was the Rav Machshir in Falls. I learned Shchita and Niko many, many years ago in a different life. And had shimush in it at that time, and now I've returned to it. I will correct Rabbi Jurvel on one thing. It's not hands-on. When I go to a shlachtoiz, it's elbows in, because I don't understand how you can certify that the boidek pnim is doing a good job unless you're boidek with him. So normally, when I'm in a shlachtoiz, as Rabbi Jakubowicz notes, you roll up the sleeve up till the elbow, whichever arm you use, and you're inside the lungs. That's the only way to know. The other thing just to know in general about the OU system is the OU, we make unannounced visits. Nobody knows when I'm coming. I have my kleider with me on the airplane and in the car, and I walk into the shlachtoiz, and that's the first thing they knew. They know that I'm coming. The other thing you know about the OU is we are the only kashrus organization which visits virtually all the shlachtoizel that do both that do glatt and virtually all the poultry shlachtoizel. In the book, in picking up where Rabbi Jurvel left off about different places have different minhagim, I want to make the point. I think it's crucial to make the point that just because there are different minhagim doesn't mean that everything is minna. This is a methodological mistake which has been made in many times. People have said the Rambam changed his mind here, and therefore the Rambam changes his mind all over. It's not necessarily true that if somebody changes his mind or there's a machlekes about something, there's a machlekes about everything. Some of the things in here, for instance, we can turn you to page, Simon Samech Hei, which is a couple of pages in from the Shulchan Aruch. You see that the Shulchan Aruch mentions specifically the Gidei Dam in the Yad, in the Kosek, in the Lechi, in the Loshen, and in the Tzavo, because the Gemara does, and the Rishenim do. This is not a matter of, well, somebody can say, we don't touch the kosei. You're mechuyev al pidin to whether you're a Sfaradi or whether you're an Ashkenazi. The matter of what happened in Yerushalayim was specifically, the kulas that they adopted were because the Ramah takes the position that your noitel, the Gidei Dam, and the Mechaber says, or the Sfaradim, at least following the Mechaber that they say, are Mechatech, the Gidei Dam. In other words, before the Takon of Yerushalayim came, in Europe, The main Gidei Dam, the ones which are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and others which are not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, you take out with the knife. This is the treblering that Rav Shimon will be showing you. The Sfaradim do not take them out, they cut them. That was the meaning of Sfaradim from Deiroi Deiroi's. They take them to get to the Gid in the Kosev. You have to go inside, separate the part of the shoulder from the animal and go inside and cut it, and that's what Sfaradim did. This all goes back to actually the Rambam. The Rambam has a very interesting lashon when he talks about these issues. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Ma'alchot Lis Asuris, he says, Yesh beguf abahema chutim ukrume shehem asurim, mehem mishum chelev mehem mishum don. Some of them are also because of chelev, some of them are also because of don. In the chelek hakidmi, the only ones that might be also because of chelev itself are the ones in the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the 10th, 11th, 12th ribs that we take. We will get to that. But most of the, in the chelek hakidmi, they're almost all mishum dam, but the Rambam says, you have to take it out. Right? He doesn't say cut. He says take it out. And afterwards, he does melicha and cooks the meat. However, if he cut it, not take it out, he cut it and then salted it, looks like from the Rambam, as if it's a b'di'evi. It looks like that. V'im letzlihu eino tzorich l'neitla. Okay? This already in the Rambam, the Loshen is not exactly mefurosh what he does. Themonim, who paskin like the Rambam, take out the Gidim entirely, like the Ashkenazim do. The Sfaradim, following the Mechaber, are only Mechaber. The actual Machlekesin between the Yerushalmi, what is called the Yerushalmi, and what they did in Lita, is not only in the question of whether you take the Gidim out or whether you cut them, it's also in certain things. That's what Rabbi Jurovel was referring to in terms of the chumras. There are certain parts of the animal, like we will demonstrate today, which they take off, which was not the minig in Europe to take off. And when I'm talking about the minig in Europe, I'm including the minig by the Galiziano, by the Litvaks, by the Polishe. There are certain differences in every place, but in general, they had a unified minute. I want to thank everybody. In particular, Rabbi Jurovel and Rabbi Goldberg. I have a job which requires a lot of effort, and without their advice from their years in the industry, I would not have been able to accomplish what I have done. And as I'm sure Rabbi Elephant will tell you later, there are certain things, significant improvements, that we are planning to do, which are not yet in place, but we will be putting into place. I want to also say that nothing that we have done at the OU could have been done without the backing of Rabbi Ganak and Rabbi Elephant. So I thank them as well for giving the impetus to this program. Thank you.
That's what I was going to do. You just show the animal, show the tarp, the tarp, the cousin. Yeah.
Just 2-3 minutes. You have Unim over here in the Mithrusamim. I just feel that it's kedai to spend 2 minutes on a certain Indian. We're assuming that since everybody here is Rabbonim, Mufokin, and Mumchen, so they know Alpe in front of them, the Tzura of the Behemoth, could speak in technical terminology. I just like to spend 2 minutes with our vision sign is cooked oisa behema. So we'll know what we're talking about. The behema has a seder, in the head there's a head and at the end there's a tail. And in between, so there's the front section, and near the tail there's the back section. There's a piece of meat that divides the front section from the back section. And it's a wall, a complete wall. It's not straight, but it's a whole wall, completely sealed, so that there's no air, there's nothing that moves from the front to the back. It's like two rooms. In the back is the B'nai Me'ayin, the stomachs. The kidneys are attached to the split, to the spine. On the top, on both sides. But all that is in the back. In the back is all the clay machel. But in the front, there's a room with the heart and the lungs. That the chamber has the heart and the lungs. That's all, nothing else. And the food pipe just passes through it from the mouth. And it goes in between the two sides of the lungs. They're called arugais. All right, good. To take a look on page 58.
I got to show them on there.
Bring him out to you. No,
I
got to
show
them
on the actual.
Yeah. We'll see. That's exactly what. Shabbosai. Just very briefly, I'll tell you the yamas, I feel a little modern. It's like somebody who says a shir in Londis, Rishonim, Nachronim, Nodem, Stelzer, Havekeine, that he's teaching the Aleph Beis. How you read, Makomets, Napatach. But perhaps it's necessary, that's all. I'm just saying it, L'Toivas, those who aren't familiar yet with the Ketois and the Nasivas, Ma'alf, Machashvedim. Running from the head, as you can see in this picture, on the top of the animal is the spine. We all know we have a spine in the back, a shedder. The shedder runs from the head, and it goes all the way to the back, and it goes to the tail. The tail, in fact, is the shedder. The tail is the end of the shedder. That is the tail. It's not the pshat that it goes from the head to the tail. The tail itself is the shedder. Now, the mosach, the wall that divides the front room from the back room, is called, has various names. One name in English is the diaphragm. Another name in Chumash, according to most Rishonim, in fact, outside of the Rambam, it's called the Yetzeres HaKavi. That's another name for the diaphragm. A third name, we use the tarpish. Third name. A fourth name, we call it the skirt in English, and it's the Lashon of Butcher. And the skirt has certain parts to it. The hanger is the thickest part, and the top of it in the middle. The other parts are also surrounding, but together it forms a wall that separates the two chambers. The first chamber that holds the lung and the heart, that first chamber, is a room that's very solid. It's surrounded by ribs. Now, here it is. Rabbi, take a look at this animal. This which I'm pointing to over here, this is the first of the... This is where the head is attached. This is the neck, this piece over here. And the head is attached over here. And there's seven vertebrae, there are seven chulyas in the shedder of the neck. We call those chulyas with a special name. It's called the mafreket. Those seven sections of the spine. And then, the other way around. Yeah. Right. I'll tell you this. And by the way, Agavurcha, just take a look here. Here, at the end of the head, this time we have it here, we might as well, there are two bumps. Pick it up, show the other one. There are two bumps. These two bumps are the end of the skull, and they attach to the mafrekes. And they're called the pulin, according to most Rishonim. There are two major pulin at the end. That's where the moyach ends and where the chut hasheder begins. Okay? We got to be safe, it's there. Chilukim. Okay. The walls of this room are surrounded by ribs. Sachakel, there are 13 ribs. And we're going to see all the chilukim. Reb Shimon is going to show us the chilukim, dakim. Yeah. Right. This is the remainder of the tarpish, the remainder of the skirt of the Yetzeres HaKovid of the diaphragm, right? Right in the middle, the upper middle is where the hanger is, a very thin piece of meat. It needs a special nikum, the tarbalzog and everything. But just forget another minute for the mivne kloli of the animal, Mithol Wissensheim, what it's all about. That this room, this chamber, has inside the lungs and the heart. Now, the ribs surround it, and it's like this. The bottom, this first six or seven ribs join together and form a bone in the front. Okay? That bone is the joining of the ribs together. The others curve back and they join the ribs. But like you could feel on yourself, the ribs in the back and then the sides go all the way down here. And the ribs in the front come up and end at the point halfway down. So that's what you're going to see. And we'll find out about the different numbered ribs, the 13th, the 12th, the 11th, and the 10th. There's a hakel 13 ribs. Okay? Yeah, turn it. Five wants to see the inside. Huh? Yeah, good. But, you understand?
It's open.
Now, in between the legs, there's a piece of meat that covers the chest muscle, a piece of meat that covers the ribs in between the legs. That piece of meat has a name, it's called the brisket. You understand? It has another name, it's called the chozeh, by the korban, the chozeh v'shoik. That's the chozeh in the brisket. And there's some special nikra that has to be done to the chozeh, because there are big chutei dam, there are blood vessels that run through the chozeh. We'll show you exactly what they are. Attached to the rib cage on both sides, attached to this room on both sides, are what we all have. They're two arms. By behemoth, they're called the forelegs, but it doesn't look like we have arms and legs. But the behemoth has also arms and legs. But each one is composed of different sections, of three big parts. One is the uppermost part, then there's the middle part, and then there's the lowest part. The uppermost part and the middle part, that they're together. The Zroya. The Zroya is the middle section and the top section. The middle section and the top section is called the Zroya. It's like Gabi the Matnus Kuhn and the Zroya like they have in Keva. Okay? And they're all attached to the shoulder blade. They're attached to the shoulder blade. The shoulder blade that we also have. We have a shoulder blade which lays on the ribs. And we'll show you. And they're attached to the shoulder blade. That's how the arms work. There's two shoulder blades, one on the right, one on the left. And there's a socket in each shoulder blade, and the two long arms, or the front legs, swing from the socket in the shoulder blade. You understand? And when we speak about the shoulder and the different nikur and the chutei dam and all that business, we're talking about that front section. the ikir is the top section is thick and wide and heavy, and it has very special kinds of chutim. Reb Shimon will show all those chutim, those big blood vessels that run through the top, and then there's the middle section which has less chutim. There's a single main blood vessel that runs through it. Okay, and that's what we mean when we speak about the shoulder. The entire leg, the entire two front legs, which are similar to our arms, which has a top section that's attached to the shoulder blade, that's what we mean when we speak about the kosei for the shoulder, and the meat on the bottom of it is the brisket. Now, the rib section is divided into two parts. Rabbi said, there's the front half of the rib section near the head, and there's the back half of the rib section, which is closer to the, let's call it the waist, right? We have a waist closer to the middle, to the end of the ribs. The back section has thicker and tastier meat, and it's called the rib steak, the ribeye. Right? That's the choshev v'chelik, the last five ribs or so, huh? What is it, five in the ribeye? Oh. And the front section is called the chuck. That's the name. Those are just two different names. So the front part of the rib and the back part of the rib. They're two different names, but that's one. All the ribs, the 13, the first through the 13th, have two, they're divided in half because the Lagabi Achilles Bosser, they have different value and different time.
Do they have different Hebrew names?
What? No, it's the same name. I don't know if there's a special Hebrew name for chalk and for rib. Mistamah Heintigetzeiten, there is a Shelzach Four. That's why I mentioned Kozen the Flesh and the bottom section of the back ribs goes around the stomach. You understand? The bottom section goes around the stomach. That's the abdominal wall. That you touch your belly over here, you'll see it soft. In the sides, there's ribs, but in the bottom, in the part facing the stomach, is soft. It's a wall that encloses the area. That wall has a name. It's called the plate. That's one name that it has. The bottom of it is the navel. That's the poshet. And we're going to see Fashid and Zachar. But the bottom of that front room, Nachamo, the room is surrounded by walls. Let's look at it like a ceiling and a floor. Right? The top of the ceiling is the spine. The sides of the walls are the ribs. The ribs have two. The front part of the rib is the chuck, and the back part of the rib is the rib eye, the rib steak part. The front part of the bottom part, the floor of it, is in the front, is the end of the ribs, and the central bone of the rib, the sternum, and it's covered by a big piece of meat that's called the brisket or the chosen. And behind that is a piece of meat that's not covering any bones, because the bones in the last part curve to the front and they have a space just booked like by us too, by people. And that meat is called the plate meat, and it has fashidin complications when it comes to nikur. Reb Shimon will show us about the refala, we'll call it the inner skirt, about what halakim there are of the plate meat, which need a special nikur, about the chutim, the chutei chelov, the chutei dam that run in through that plate meat. There, pichoshev, a piece of meat. And behind all that is, we're not concerned with, behind all that is the second chamber and the second room. Right? By the way, that meat on the bottom, the belly, the navel, the plate with all its different names, that meat on the bottom, which is the floor of this front chamber, includes a little bit of the back chamber too, a drop. That's what's known in Chazal as the Basar HaChayfetz Rav HaKeres, like one Nadama, the way we pass it. And Basar HaChayfetz Rav HaKeres, Nikra Ruboy, Nikra Tefach, and Lagabi Chayfetz, it's a very big Nafkamina. But those are the various names, but I don't know if what we're dealing with. Understand? So when we'll speak about the chalk, it's the front upper chalik of the rib room. We'll call it the rib cage, the chamber, the room. I'll make them this over there. And the back is the walls, which are the rib steak, ribeye walls. The bottom of the ribeye is the plate meat. the bottom of the front part is the end of the ribs, was the covering of the brisket, which is we spoke about before, and coming out from all this is the neck, and after the neck comes the head, and attached to the upper front part of the ribs is a big bone, that's flat bone, that's called the shoulder blade, and attached to that are the two big front legs, which are called shoulders. The highest chalik is the shoulder, and the middle, they have names, l'gabi the meat, onion broil, whatever, and then comes the bottom, and you have to know the mivna of the animal. If you take a look in the picture over here, you get some rough idea, but it would be nice if a live animal could walk in and go to the kentanem, and you'll see the whole thing from beginning to end. That's it. I'll say, yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. I could go back to
the Shimon is gonna. Shimon's taking over, but since there's a lot of different parts to it, and we do like to have some kind of seder, and Rabelsky, Baruch Hashem, was able to arrange his schedule to be here throughout the day. We'd like to start from the top of the animal, and work our way down, meaning from Akal el Akaved, meaning from the parts that are Mishum Dam to the parts that are Mishum Chaylev. Obviously, the chaylev is further towards the back. So we're going to start, Shimon, either the tongue, the cheek, or you can leave that for later. Brisket, I think, is what you want, is brisket and shoulder.
I think I should start first on the veal.
Whatever the veal is
a whole.
Yeah.
It's whole.
Okay, yeah. The Emma says the reason the veal is here, and this is a yesod Shimon taught me. Shimon taught me this yesod, that every butcher shop, every meat place cuts meat differently. You can have a four-quarter. It can be cut into any different size or shape. And unless you know what's what, you may know how to traver a brisket in one place. You can walk into another place, and it's not going to look right. The reason we brought veal here, even though veal and beef is really the same thing as far as travering, is because commercially, and lemaisa, when people buy it, they're different cuts, so you'll see the different cuts. A breast of veal is going to contain parts that are really on the plate at the end of it. So we're going to start with Gidei Adam, but now Shimon's going to... It's all yours. Whatever's on the table is yours.
One of the biggest problems in learning Nikur from any svarim, I'm quite sure that's what the Ramah meant, is because... what's called underneath, or what's called above it, or what's called on top, is depending on how you hold the meat. If it's in the shlach type.
He's wearing.
If it's in the shlach type, normally you would find the head hanging down, and the tail would be up so that the blood could run down. But if you were discussing nikkur in the shlach type, then you would discuss what's above it, what's below it. If it's on a table, it's going to be altogether different. What's above it and below it and under it, and it has a whole different shot altogether. Therefore, I guess the Ramah says that you have to really see it propel. All right, what I'm going to do now, this is the whole veal. I'm assuming that everybody understood that when we talk about chaylev, we're talking everything me'achere hatarpish, or on the other side of the diaphragm, which is everything up here and above. The kloyos are right here, and together with all the chaylev ala kerev and everything is all on top of this part over here. This is the dividing line. Everything underneath over here, we're going to call defanois. We're going to call, there's no chaylev there, there's only gidei dam. The rabbi wanted me to do first the Gidei Dam. Then what I'm going to do now is take the shoulder. Where's the steel? Oh, this was not a pointer. So what do you think?
The first thing that's done is to detach the entire arm, the entire shoulder, separately, and be inoculated individually. That's what he's doing right now, detaching the shoulder.
Okay. this is the shoulder. From the heart. Which is right opposite here, in the cavity. That's where the major gidim come through into the shoulder, right at the center point. It branches off into like a shin. Three sections up on the top, and it comes down to the leg.
The three sections are three different muscles, separate pieces of meat, and each the chut, the blood vessel runs in between them. Not like you have to dig there and. Find it. The three separate pieces of meat and the blood vessel run in between.
In general, the major blood vessels are encased by a layer of fat. So when you look at what Shimon is doing now, he's grabbing one of the gidei dam, but what you see on the outside is fat. If you cut it open, you would see the blood inside.
As I showed this one over here. And on this side, it's right here. Here's the third one.
The three chutin together are shaped like the letter shin with a point on bottom, and they join together to the bottom of the shin. Those three chutin have to be removed.
And then the bottom of the shin, which is they join together, which is what the Shimon has now, that section continues all the way down to the bottom of the leg, which is what he's doing
now.
It's
the shin in English.
It's in, right. Into the shin. You have to.
Okay. In English, that,
that's
shin.
The shin, S-H-I-N.
That's a S-H-I-N.
And what he's doing now is taking out.
Same vein going down.
That's what he's doing now is taking out the end of the vein that goes into the S-H-I-N part, the shin part.
For those of you familiar with the retail cut, he's cutting right near the collarbone now. Now, Shimon will show you, you have the whole vein here. So you want to pick it up and show him what you took out? What? And at the bottom here.
The foot?
All the way down. If you notice, let's pick it up. This is wide open over here.
Oh, that's
now.
A very good question, where the chutin end. On this thing, it happens to end over here because they cut the tip of the leg off. The akuva hatakutaina comes down past this. As far as where they end over here, they don't really end because they get smaller and smaller. And they branch off into arterioles and capillaries. They branch off to much smaller. The object is not to dig a hole in the meat and to take it out, because I think more harm will be done than good if we do that, because we'll have a problem with the salting. What we do is on the surface, and we're able to reach. And some places may cut a little bit more, some places may cut a little bit less. The main part is that we're not going where it's getting bigger, we're going toward the direction where it's getting smaller. And then wherever you stop depends on how much somebody wants to do.
Let's trace with the finger the shin. The blood vessel starts here, so
starts on the middle, right here.
Right.
Starts in the middle.
Yeah. Lift up the
it goes up into one.
The other way, lift it up, turn that upside down.
No, that's like this.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Starts off in the middle.
Yeah, we have to turn
it over. Oh, okay. Yeah. It goes up in here, it goes up on this side, and it goes into here.
Those are the three legs.
Then from here it comes down, that's a major, a much thicker one that comes down to feed the legs and continue down to the foot.
Well, yeah.
Anyone have any questions on this piece?
There's a mic on each set of tables, which you could pass down. We have a question right over here. Okay, and please identify yourself and before you ask the question.
My name is Yaakov Yakubovich. I'm representing Ali Processing, Rabbinical Coordinator of the Chaylik Finikir. My question is, Chitim Shebekatov, is a bleedwooder. Is blood. Obviously, it's a bleedwooder, for which we have to be able to do it in the whole. For which is not genetic, I'm a schnat to see in the blood of the rose guy.
You're talking about this chutzim from here?
Yeah.
From this chutzim from here, you're right. Chotchai would be good enough. Chotchai and Malchai would be good enough.
But the shark
is. But the minute.
The shark is hooked in Simasamachai Siv Kutnalov, as we have to do it in the whole. Weil der Chitnische Bekattiv wird nicht niggere noch der Veriden. Chatschik mischecht iber, mischecht der Veriden, geht er auch den ganzen Damm derer ha Veriden, weil der Chitnische Bekattiv, das ist dicke Chitn, der Blit wird niggerisch dort. Es wird niggerisch, ist es dann beendet, darf man es den ganzen Tag ausschneiden, bei der Beheime. Es tut sich auch ein Gewäu, bringt er up, als bei Gedeem mit Leuen, wo das ist dem, ist gängig am Schnattes iber. Nur bei der Beheime, weil es ist dick, wird nickrisch der Damm, soll man es den ganzen rausnehmen, weil der Damm schon nickrisch ist, dann beendet, darf man es den ganzen rausnehmen.
Excuse me, Benjamin Gruber.
We do a lot less.
And the emes is on lamb. We do even less than you saw over here.
Yeah.
Lamb is behemah daka. Yeah. This is a young behemah gasa, but this is a behemah gasa.
There is a question really. As far as shechita is concerned, they call this a behemah daka. As far as everything else is concerned, it's not a behemah daka. It's just a baby behemah gasa. So, do we treat it like a behemah gasa, or do we treat it like a behemah daka? By shechita, we treat it like a behemah daka, which I don't really know why. Make it a lot cheaper if they treat it. Yes. Make it a lot cheaper. Maybe Rabbi should get onto that. But it was makubal in the beginning when the shechita was miyasid here in America that they consider it like a behemah daka. Gave it the halacha of the shechita, a bedika. As far as anything else is concerned, Shar Ben Yaimah, it's a very magasa.
Basically, as far as Nikr, we treat veal the same way we treat beef. There's one minor chilik we'll get to later when we get to the skirt. But as far as Nikr goes, we treat it like a behemah gasa. And the emes is, any place you go that does lamb, they don't do anywhere near as much in the shoulder of a lamb as they do over here. Because lamb is a behemah daka.
Not so far a question as, truthfully speaking, Ikre de Dine, Chot Chemolcha would be Shaper Duma.
Right.
But these all are in Hugim, and in Metzias, if you go in Metzias, you'll definitely see veins which are full of blood, even though we don't take him out, and you can see veins which the minig is to remove, and they don't look so bloody like the other veins. So these things are Tule Beminig. Truthfully, in Eretz rule, they don't even remove these chita adam. They just take a chot chemolch and they yoytze with that. So these things are mils of the tool of a minig, and it's very hard to ask questions from Metzias to what's actually being done.
Hey, let me just add over here for those of you that don't know, and I hope Shimon won't be angry at me, but Rabbi Gruber is the Rabbi Machsher of Shimon Mendelowitz's store.
Thank you. Rabbi Yisrael, if I could ask a question.
Could you go to that show?
Rabbi Belsky, Shlomo Gissinger.
Let's take this apart. Let's do that. We're going to go now to...
has a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was said that the Gimel Chutin that were just removed continue become smaller. What is the halachic difference? At what point does the halacha change at a certain point that they're no longer considered the chutei dam that have to either be removed or cut? And if there is, at what point does that take place?
Well, being that I'm the one who's going to be doing the salting, I'm very, very careful that when I do the nikur, that it should make it easier to salt rather than create a problem. What I mean by a problem is if somebody makes a hole in a piece of meat to take out that dam odor that he's looking for, and thereby forces him that when he salts it to make sure that salt goes inside, and the bigger problem is making sure that the salt comes out when he does hadacha achrayna, is something that we have to realize at the time when we're doing the nikkur. And something that we do or don't do may very well depend on practicality.
Let me just be mavair or stick to what the Shimon is saying. The chutin get thinner and thinner as they go up, deeper into the shoulder. And they get thicker as they go down, and me